Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. For this February 26th, 2024, I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by my partner in sports, Mr. Randy Paul.
Are you telling me that it's almost the end of February?
I can't believe it. I know. I had to double check on the date. I'm like, is that right? 26? Is that really?
March 1st on Friday.
We are here to have some fun and take your phone call, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Nobody made a highlight on the sidelines. Call up and get in the game, everybody. We want to hear from you. A great weekend in Wisconsin sports, especially involving the ice. Randy and I are going to get into that. We've got some local high school stuff to get into as well from our gymnastics. We want to get you ready for. We also want to talk a little wrestling from over the weekend as well. And, of course, Lady Royals and plenty more. We'll get into our schedule here. And this all leads up to 3:30, the fourth period, beginning with GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Paul Peckman, joining us. I cannot wait to talk to Coach Paul. I want to be honest with the audience, all right? As a hockey kid, all I want to do is talk hockey for the next hour. I don't want to take commercial breaks. I don't want to do it. I'm not even sure if I want to. I want to talk over Randy. I've never wanted to do that in my life with you. But there's so much hockey to talk. The Blackhawks retired my favorite player's jersey. The Milwaukee Admirals are breaking records right now. Our women's and men's Wisconsin Badger hockey teams are amazing. And, oh, yeah, our River Kings are the West champs. Like, we got a lot to get to cover
other
here.
Other than that.
Yeah, outside of that, where there's no hockey to talk whatsoever. But let's go ahead and start the show with the way we like to, with your calls. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
It's been a great week. Even though it's a Monday, it's still a great week.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of championships coming up here for high school sports. Starting with Granny, you had it last weekend with individual state wrestling. You got team state wrestling, gymnastics, girls basketball following weekend, boys basketball after that. But this weekend, you have nothing but playoff hockey with the Raptors and conference championship hockey on Friday and Saturday down in Madison. What more do you have?
What football? I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't miss football one bit. I did one Sunday. I had one Sunday where I was like, oh, I really miss football. And I thought, oh, the NBA All-Star game will change that. And they played it like the score was almost like a football score at one point in that game. And I got bored of that. And then I was like, oh, well, you know what? Hockey. We always got hockey. We'll talk a little baseball, too. We've got spring training going on, and we want to get into some Brewer talk and everything. But hockey doesn't get its day very often. And here in Wisconsin, this is one of those days where not only am I excited to talk about the things you just mentioned, sir, but I want, and I will never get off this hill, I want Wisconsin to have a professional hockey team, and I want to know if I'm alone on that. I want to know what the listeners think, what you or Randy think about that. I will keep bringing it up. I feel like it's almost part of my responsibility as a hockey fan to do this. Las Vegas has a team. Florida has three teams. I'll stop. More than anything, this is what we love about sports, right? When it comes to the high school level and even our local level with our River Kings here in town and some of that. Shout out to all the other city teams, your Admirals, your Badgers, and everything. But locally, when we're talking about our high school basketball teams, what they're doing right now playoff wise, what is going on with our wrestling teams, and certainly with our River Kings, there's a lot of excitement. This is what we love about sports.
Yeah, I mean, it is really cool. I mean, it's springtime. I mean, you don't have, to me, in the fall, I mean, it's great to have, you got football and everything, but you don't have as many championship stuff going on like you do in the spring. Mm-hmm. From all the winter sports, because with the hockey and basketball and the wrestling and gymnastics and all that, I mean, it is, and then the start of baseball season. I mean, it's just springtime is just, it culminates into this point.
Yeah.
But, this weekend, I mean, I'm going to be full of hockey because I'm going to try to get to the River King game Friday night. I would love to go Saturday night, but I'm going to be down in Madison. that could be, because if Wisconsin wins Friday night, Saturday night's going to be the championship game right there.
Yeah, yeah. It couldn't happen. I think it's also very noteworthy, and the symmetry of this is amazing to me, with to see that Chris Chelios gets his number retired, one of the all-time great Wisconsin Badgers, and this is happening at the same time consecutively. There are no coincidences.
And it would be kind of fun to do it against Sparty, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I said, this weekend's gonna be a fun weekend. And like I said, when I got tickets, I just recently got them like a couple weeks ago. I was like, this is filling up fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine what it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be a nut house down there by State Street with the hockey going on. Plus, you got the team state wrestling going on down there at the same time. And what better place to have everything be chaotic is in Madison? Come on. I mean,
It's mad town. Madtown. Come on, it's in the name. Yes. Very excited. Yeah. Very excited.
And then throw into the mix, you've got the girls' sectional finals and the boys' regional starting, and then it all progresses into state the following week.
So. Telling you, what football? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. What football? I don't even remember the NFL now. I don't remember. Of course, I'm a Bear fan, so it's very
good. You haven't had it for years.
It's more my brain protecting me from the pain that I experience, but that's a whole other. Is there anything?
You could take a deep breath, though, James. This week is the combine.
Yeah.
We have some football.
We will, and I'd be remiss if I wasn't honest with the audience. And that half my brain is over there in the NFL draft and at the combine in Indiana. We got the chance to talk to Mike Clemens on Friday, and that was great. And I've talked with Mike on air, off air a bit, and I really appreciate him joining us and everything. But on air and off air, Mike has no problem giving me a hard time about how much of a nerd I am about the draft and how much he could care less about it. The combine, I should say. And a lot of old school guys are that way about the draft. I look forward to getting into that stuff. And more and more of that. But when it comes to these big things that you, Randy, and I have all already mentioned, is there one that stands out to you that you're more excited for, that you're looking more forward to, or have more of your, let's be honest, have more of your sports heart and invested in?
I would have to see Saturday.
Yeah.
At the Badger game. I think that's what my son and I are going down with his girlfriend and my girlfriend, and we're going to go down and have a good time.
Awesome.
I mean, this is a yearly thing to him, and I try to get down to Madison hockey and then to have it to where it's going to be a championship, hopefully Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm probably looking forward more to is that, because especially after the last couple seasons that the Badgers have had,
mm-hmm.
where they just couldn't get over that hump, and then, new culture comes in, and now they're over that hump, and it's been fun watching them on TV when you get a chance, and luckily I've had some friends that have had the Big Ten Plus, so we can actually watch the hockey games. So
that just teed me up perfect, man, because I was going to say, if you're a hockey head, especially a college fan of hockey, it's hard to find coverage, it's hard to find news and everything. The Big Ten does an amazing job. The Big Ten knows, takes care of its audience. They know their audience, and they cover hockey very, very well. Good reporting by them. But outside of that, it's really hard to find national coverage on this sport. But it's a shame, because what happened with the Badgers team is, first off, the Badgers may be the biggest, if not one of the, they are certainly one of the biggest, top five biggest hockey blue bloods in college sports, period. Like, there's no getting around that. And for them to have some dips here and there, I think that's noteworthy, no different than in football if Alabama or Georgia does or something, where that's the same level. And to that point, the coaching transition that's happened and the keeping of the culture, the keeping of the same vibe there in Madison is amazing what's happened. It is really, that's as noteworthy as the wins and loss records right now.
Yeah, and it is. And then, it's fun. I mean, Badger hockey's. I mean, I've always enjoyed Badger hockey going down there. The students are awesome when it comes to when it comes to the hockey games. They're in it right all the time. Especially when they get that Minnesota rivalry to come in. Mm. I mean,
it's a whole different
world
animal
down there.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I wanted to make sure to touch on the River Kings as well, because I know that I've seen you at some games. I know how much you enjoy this team, and we've been supporting this team in this community for 10 plus years, and we've really enjoyed it. We've had some winning teams. We've had some fun, and I still talk with Coach Quarters and everything, and still appreciate his work with this team and what he helped this team do. We're not here without those early days there, but this is we've never experienced anything like this. I don't think not so much the winning, but the attitude and the feeling that this team is given. For one, it's something that can only happen with time. You know, you can't just have a – I mean, look at what the Los Angeles Chargers are going through and stuff. And, you know, even the Los Angeles Rams, they won a title and they still have a hard time filling that stadium. It takes time. It takes time to build a fan base. It takes time to build culture and to build things that we love and believe about a team and learn a team and learn the colors and all this other stuff. We've gotten to that point in time, and just as that's coinciding with a winning team, a team that – it's not far-fetched to say we could be hoisting a championship. It's not far-fetched to say these guys, this is what's been on their mind from day one. I talked to literally every player in the franchise to start the season. I talked to all the players. I talked to the coaches. We interviewed all of them. And every one of them was talking championship. And in my head, I'm like, well, that's sports. That's what these athletes do. That's the way their approach has to be. But it wasn't like they were just – it wasn't just like they were reading a cue card. It's in their heart. It's in their DNA. It's in their brain. And now to see this – getting this to this level, they're the least surprised of anybody, I bet. It's a pretty fun. It's pretty fun right now, huh?
Oh, right. Yeah. It's awesome.
And you just think about how we've talked about this, I think, before, how spoiled we are. We got Packers, we got Bucks, we got Brewers, we got Badgers, and you name sports. Now we got Marquette on top of it, right? And all of our local teams that are doing so well. I'll tell you, there are probably not too many places in the entire country that can do what we are doing right now, sports wise.
I got friends in Miami that are jealous of this. And outside of the weather, which that hasn't even really been an issue this winter. I'm glad you mentioned basketball, Randy, because I do want to send a shout-out to the Milwaukee Bucks and a great weekend of basketball from them. I've been saying this. If you wanted to sell your stock in Doc Rivers and this team, I will buy it. I have no problem buying that stock. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying that the stats are right. If you followed Doc's career, if you followed this Bucks team, this was telling you it was going this direction. If you looked at their standings in defense in the league, they started before Doc got there at 25 or 30. They're at 11 or 13 now, I believe, or something. And this is just going to keep going. I'm not saying they're going to keep moving up in the standings necessarily. You're always going to have to outscore the team. But defense is so vital, especially come playoffs. And I do think that they're learning how to play defensively together.
Yeah, and I think you can go ahead.
Yeah, they were. I heard a stat this morning that they were like, 30th in the league or ruled at the bottom of the league in defense the first half of the season. And now since Doc Rivers has been there, they're like up to sixth or whatever. Since he's been coaching, he's like sixth in defense.
I just sat there and I talked to him and I told him, let's play harder. Let's just play harder, boys.
Please stop interviewing Doc Rivers. I'll be honest here. I'm a fan of Doc Rivers. I like the guy, all right? And I've been a fan of his since he was a player. But he's been talking that way his whole career. Please just give him a break. Let him rest his voice for a little while. it's going to be fun to see what happens with this Bucks team as we get into the second half of the season. And it's going to be so much fun because we get to play it right here on WFHR. We're very excited about that. Do you have any other notes to our fifth member of the team who doesn't get paid before we let you go, man?
Yeah, one more thing that you know, it was kind of on the radio a little bit. It was some of the other talking heads. Is the whole sports storming.
Oh, good.
They were, some of them were talking, trying to stop them. I was at that Badger game when they played Michigan back in 93 when they had everybody get trampled.
Yeah.
You can't stop. If they're going to go, you got to have to let them go. You can't stop them. But I know you probably got other ideas, but if you get a chance to talk about your ideas on this.
It's my first bookmark on my tablet here. It's my first bookmark is storkorming. I wanted to get onto that too. The only problem is I can't say it apparently. So I'll work on that. And thanks for setting us up, man, and for the great call. You have a good week.
All right, guys. You guys have a great week, and go River Kings.
And Badgers.
Yeah, on Wisconsin, and on River Kings. So, Randy, I do want to talk about court storming. Jeez, man, that's a tough one. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
I've been talking a lot today.
This is
certainly, as our caller just touched on there, this is something that's being talked about, that this in the and as a sports show, it's kind of our responsibility to cover big nationwide stories when we can. We're only on once a week, so we can only do so much when it comes to that. But this is a big issue. By now, everybody's had opinions on this, and everybody's heard about just about every take and every opinion on this. I, for my money, one, I hate that it's come to this. I love this about college sports. I love that there is this part of college sports. I also am a realist. And I understand that this has been an issue for quite some time. And whether it is a Duke player or Caitlin Clark or somebody getting hurt or bumped into or anything like that, it's not as if, that's the last time that would happen. Or it's never going to happen again or anything. It's not a matter of if, but when. We've been fortunate that we've gotten this far without anything too heavy, and I'm not making light of the young man, and I'm not a Duke fan, but that doesn't matter right now. And to the people that are bringing that up, you're a child. You act like a child, and you're just as bad as the Duke fans that you are making fun of and that you don't want to talk about. I can't stand Duke, but that has nothing to do with the conversation. No more than if this Kyle kid who got injured and may have had his season end, that they're saying that he may have been egging it on. I don't care. That's his place of business. That's his court. That's all these players. That's the one place they're supposed to feel safe. How can you do your job if you're not feeling safe? If I'm looking out the door for the whole hour, this next hour, I'm not going to do the same show. Like, that's ridiculous. And we don't allow this in professional sports. Imagine if you tried to, the Green Bay Packers win the NFC title game and you try to, at Lambeau, and you try to rush the field. Good luck. Good luck with that. So in college sports, to have this and you want to stop this, there's only one way in my mind that you're going to be able to make this happen if you truly do want to stop this. For one, one thing I've only heard one or two people mention, where's the security team? Like, where is that? I'm not saying that this should be on them. There's no one finger to point here at one direction. This is everybody's fault that is involved in that situation outside of the players and coaches that were on the court trying to do their jobs. But when it comes to stopping this, one, I don't think you're ever going to. Two, if you want to, you've got to get heavy. You've already tried to soft blow this. Miss me with the, the team's going to forfeit a win, or you're going to have two home games next season, or blah, 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 blah. None of that matters. The only way to affect things is to do it in the moment and to do it immediate impact, so you feel it. So I say that you have grown adults. These are college kids that are 18, 19 plus years old. All right? And in today's day and age, we got cameras everywhere. So you go ahead and you give these people citations. You give them fines. I'm not even opposed to locking them up overnight. Like it's home. Is it too serious? Is it too heavy? Absolutely. I wholeheartedly admit that it is. But what else are you going to do? I say you can also include in extreme cases suspension from school. How about you lose scholarships? Like that. I'm not saying that any of this I want. But if you're talking about change, let's hit this really, let's be honest about this. No soft blow is going to do it.
Well, I think right now what they have is they fine a school if it happens, like the different levels of fines. I think the SEC is $100,000. Well, if you're a student, what do you care?
What do you care?
That's not going to stop you.
Yeah.
I guess there's only maybe two ways. It's interesting. I was watching a little bit of the Immaculate Reception, some highlights, and of the Packers when they won the Ice Bowl. Yeah. There's guys storming on the field then.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even see that now because, of course, they would be arrested. I think you don't see hockey people rushing onto the ice because there's barriers.
Oh, God, that'd be hilarious. See a bunch of citizens hit that ice.
I think that's maybe the number one way to stop it. You'd have to put barriers all the way around between the court and
that's
going to,
let's be honest, that's going to suck.
It is.
But you're right, though.
Other way, if I'm one of 15,000 people at the basketball game, I'm going to take my chances. They're not going to catch me out of 15,000.
Yeah.
8,000 storm the court. You know, people are excited. They want to go. They want to celebrate. But I think barriers are about the only way to do it because everything else, I think they'll just... It won't work.
Just
me, though.
I do feel bad, and I admit my getting older, card here when I say this. But I think the first thing I thought of with all this in the conversation of this stopping, it's not college sports, and maybe it's spending half my life in this state, but it's Hank Aaron rounding third, and these guys coming up and saying, and patting him on the back and all that, and we know how dangerous that is, and especially at that point in time in history and everything, and what that could have been and everything. but it's such a beautiful moment. It's one of the first things I think of when I think of Hank Aaron, is that smile, not so much smile on his face. Hank wasn't really that, but even without a smile on his face and even in grainy video, you see a pretty happy guy with some really excited fans.
And that's the part that I would be sad that would go away, because, you know, like when you see a football, those guys are, some of those are classmates that they know, and they're celebrating with them out there and just having a great time.
Good point.
It's just always the couple that have to ruin it for everybody. That's the problem.
Yeah. We'll see how that develops, and appreciate the setup for the call there. Before we go to break, Randy has some local coverage we wanted to get to, and appreciate so much the work that you do on this, Randy.
Well, we did have this past weekend the individual state tournament for wrestling, and Wisconsin Rapids sent two wrestlers to Madison at 157-pound senior Bennett Weidman finished in sixth place, while junior Carter Freeman won the state title at 126 with a thrilling 3-1 win over Easton Cooper of DC Everest as he got the two-point takedown with less than 10 seconds to go. So congratulations to both Bennett as well as to Carter. In girls basketball action, we had the regionals last week, and the rush to the rush begins back on Tuesday, and it continued on Friday and Saturday. First in Division I, Wisconsin Rapids fell at third-seeded Nina, 75-29. Stevens Point won at home over 3 Dubs, 46-23, but then was eliminated by Eau Claire Memorial, 52-51. So good season for Spash comes to an end. And Marshfield also won at home over Holman, 60-44, and then they lost at number 2-seed Hudson, 50-42. Division II, Wausau East fell at River Falls, 62-51, and Mosin Nee was victorious at home, 53-42 over Hayward, before losing to top seed Menominee, 61-45. From Division III, Adams Friendship and the Dells both pick up first round W's before both falling to number 1 Elk Mound. Division IV sees Nakusa season draw to a close at Osseo Fairchild, 68-28. Auburndale whipped Whitehall 64-46 before getting knocked out by Neillsville 59-26. And so Neillsville, who's number 1, will now clash with number 2 Westfield, and they will meet in Osseo on Thursday night. Division 5, top-seeded Assumption picked up 3 home wins this week. First over Port Edwards, 70-8. Then on Friday, they crushed River Falls, 75-43. And on Saturday, they cruised by Randolph, 60-37. Royals are now scheduled to face number 2 seed and 6th-ranked Lords Academy on Thursday evening at Oshkosh West. And we're planning on bringing it to you on our sister station, WIRI, probably around 645, 650. And finally, Pittsville won easily over iScan, 59-28, and outlasted Edgar, 56-49, before getting past Greenwood, 54-36. The Panthers will now take on Athens in a sectional semi on Thursday up in Merrill as the Blue Jays upset second-ranked Pacelli on the road, 56-52. For the boys, regional action runs from tomorrow night through Saturday as well. And coming up for a few of our area teams, in Division I, Rapids will host Chi High tomorrow night, and we'll be broadcasting again about 6:50 on our sister station WIRI. The winner heads over to Marshfield on Friday night to take on the top-seeded Panthers. They await, and excuse me, over Marshfield on Friday. Division II, the Lumberjacks of Wausau East, they get a bye. They'll take on either number 8 Merrill or number 9 Ashland. And third-seeded Mosin Nee will face either number 6 Seymour or number 11 Toma. Division III will also be the Dells, taking on either Viroqua or Richland Center, while number 12 Adams Friendship held south to Berlin, and that winner hits the road to take on number 4 Watoma. Division 4, number 9 Nakusa will be at Poinette with the winner on the road at top-seeded Partyville. Top seed, top-ranked Marathon, they get the winner of Colby and Crandon. Number 2 Auburndale will host either Phillips or Spencer. Number 3 Edgar gets iScan or Shawamigan. And number 4 Stratford takes on Washburn or Abbotsford. Kind of cool to see all of these teams from the area here rated in the top, seeded in the top 4. And finally, in Division 5, number 5 Port Edwards, they host number 12 Leva Strum. Number 6 Assumption entertains number 11 Plum City Elmwood. Number 8 Pittsville is at home against number 9 Loyal. And number one, Elmland Bancroft awaits either Wild Rose or Northland Lutheran, while number three, Pacelli, gets Gresham. And, of course, we'll be talking to Coach Peckman about the River Kings here shortly.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And I want to make the time in the next half an hour, Randy, after Coach, to maybe if we have a chance, preview that Assumption Lourdes game. Even if we only have a chance to touch on it for a second or a minute or so, would love to be able to do that with you. We got that coming up. And, of course, the fourth period is right around the corner, everybody. But as we get ready for some hockey talk with GM and head coach Paul Peckman, I want to touch on this. A big shout-out and thank you to Chris Chelios for an amazing career and a really fun celebration of that retirement of that number seven that's going to hang in the United Center for all of time. Chelly brought up an interesting point, I thought. He's only the second person in that state to be able to be a hometown guy that had his jersey retired. The other person, anybody want to call up and take a guess? 715-424-2600. This is in Illinois, so I don't expect any of you to know this or care. But that's not going to stop me from doing it. Anyone know? 424-2600. Hometown guy that got his jersey retired by his hometown team. I think that's an interesting, fun question. It's our stat of the show. Anybody? 715-424-2600. Let it go for a couple more seconds here. As a lot of sports, a lot of players over the years. But the only other one, other than Chris Chelios, to be born in the state that you had your return, or in as far as Illinois goes, Dick Butkus.
Ah.
Dick Butkus. Yep.
There you go.
That's it. That also speaks to a lack of in-state talent or in-state talent playing at your state or what have you. But it's it was a cool comment, I thought, that he brought up in his speech just to show how much it meant to him. And, of course, obviously, I don't have to tell Wisconsinites, played his college ball college hockey here in-state at the UW. That's how I became a Badger fan, is because of Chris Chelios. And not just me, but my dad as well. We followed his career in high school, and we're so excited about him moving on with his career. He had a heck of a career with the not just with the Hawks, but winning a title with the Wings, which I have to say through gritted teeth, but it had happened. It's the only decent thing about the Red Wings, in my opinion. Just me saying, because of rivalries. Actually, a very, very well-run franchise. I have nothing against it. And you get to play in Joe Louis Arena. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, just the name itself.
But I didn't say any of that. You didn't hear me say any of that.
And
please, God, don't let my father know I said that. Oh, man, I just realized that he's probably listening. I am never going to be allowed
home.
He's
just kidding.
Just kidding. We will come back with the fourth period. GM and head coach Paul Peckman joining us from your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings coming up on Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Post Printing. Getting your words out here at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome back, everyone. Time for the fourth period here at Playmakers on WFHR. Welcome back to the show. Got your host, James Jay, here. I am joined by Randy Paul, and we are kicking off the fourth period with head coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Paul Peckman. Coach, good to see you. And right out the gate, before I even let you talk, congratulations, sir. Congratulations to you and your team and that whole entire organization.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you not only being able to take the time to be with us today, but being awake. Like, just I can't imagine how beat you are, man. How tired are you right now?
Exhausted. Yeah, it's been a stressful weekend, but it's worth it. It's worth it for sure.
Let's go ahead and break down the weekend that was, and if we can, as we're getting ready to talk playoff hockey and get ready for that, I imagine you and in that building have been talking and focused on playoff hockey for at least a month or so already.
Yeah, I mean, that's – listen, starting from training camp, I mean, you know, you set your goals, and what do we want to achieve this year, right? What are we going after? And that's been the approach all year long, and that's why we work as hard as we do. It's the first step on the ladder, right? So, okay, check the box, and this is where we're going. And I actually had a team meeting today at 1 o'clock and talking about it, and, okay, what are we doing? Where do we want to go, right? This is the last week of guaranteed hockey. Right.
Yeah.
So for you 03s that are aging out, how far do you want to go? Right. And then now it's everybody else supporting cast is, hey, you're not doing it just for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing it for your buddy next to you. So we got to lock arms, and strength comes in numbers. So we're going to dial it in here, and we're going to go hard this week and get prepared and make sure we take care of business.
Do you do anything different to get ready this week than any other week?
No, I just think that the focus has got to be a little more tightened up, right? And there's a lot more at stake, right? So the effort is something that we talk about all the time, commitment and effort, right? And guys just need to understand that was the message today was, if you're not going to have it this week, you're not going to play. Right, we've been going hard for so long, and we're a talented group, and so that anybody can play at any given day. And if you're not willing to make the sacrifice and the commitment, then you don't probably belong here. And that's unfortunately we talk about the expectations, right? These guys have set the bar pretty high, so now it's about the what's expected of you, and being able to match that. Right? And come with it every day and making sure that that translates into Friday and Saturday night.
And why did you come here? Way back, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it for a moment just like this?
That's right.
Right.
This is what you all told me, that what you wanted, right? I showed you the way, what's needed, right? And now it's you're playing for the front of the jersey, and the names on the back will reap the rewards, right? So you got to come with it.
Yeah.
Write that one down.
Yeah, that's a quote right
that's a
there.
Good one.
We're turning that into a sounder.
Mind if I use that tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's too good. Absolutely. That's too good.
Absolutely.
So going over the weekend, the need of these wins for just catching everybody up. If you didn't catch it yourselves, 3-2 victory over the Hudson on Friday, and then on Saturday another 3-2 victory over there. Nice of you to keep it simple for the people putting these scores out there and everything. But in all seriousness, it shows the consistency of this team. And with that, there's the good and there's the rough. I don't want to say bad, because we've been winning too much to be able to really call anything bad necessarily. But you and I and Randy in the pregame, we've talked about this before, how much you would like to get off to a hot start, a good start in that first period, the first couple minutes of the first period, first shift or two of the first period. Right. And that hasn't happened that consistently for our team. It does give a credit to these boys that they are able to get out of those holes. But to get in those holes, it's got to be kind of frustrating. Speaks to that consistency. How do you adjust with that? And do you go into the games, into practices, working on that kind of thing?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends. But we talk about, what kind of team are we, right? We're fast, we're physical, right? We need to be relentless, and we talk about that energy. You got to bring it, right? You got to come out of the gate, and some guys have that more than others, so you got to play to their strengths, and that's all timing, right? When you put guys out, and that's how you create momentum. And we have certain guys that are more apt to heavy on the forecheck, right? Get the puck in, let's go, right? We're going north. We're going north, and we're not bringing it back and inviting trouble. We got to go, right? So now we work on that part of it with the defenseman, the escapability to be able to go back north here and find. So you guys got to be where they need to be because it's automatic, right? You know where guys are swinging, and you know where guys are posting up for support, right? So at this stage of the game, we're just fine-tuning that kind of stuff, but we talk about it all the time. And, again, that's part of the message here is, we have very fast guys, right? We have some guys that are very physical. We need to play to our strengths, and when we start getting away from that, we get in trouble.
And you know,
usually happens.
And there's that side where everybody's playing physical, that's physical. Everybody is playing fast, that's fast. And you're doing everything absolutely right, and then you run into posts and you run into hot goalies, and you're like, guys, you're doing everything we exactly said. It's just going to change here. Right. We just got to keep at it, right?
You just got to keep going, right? And if you give up, it's never going to happen, right? So you got to keep going. You got to keep throwing pucks at the net. You got to get more shots. And that was, when we talked about the last game, right? I mean, you were down 2-1 at that point, right? But we're up shots. We had 15 in the first period, 13 in the second period here. And I told him, I said, it's 2-2 after two periods, right? We need 15 shots, right? So the more you throw the puck at the net, the more your chances are. The average is one out of every 10 is going to go in.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And sure enough, Brett Bryson seems to be hot.
Yeah.
This kid's on fire.
Yeah.
So, give him the puck, right? And now it's just about him being around the puck more, right? Mm-hmm. He's got that European style in him still, which I'm trying to crack, right?
So,
hey, you want the puck? Yeah, I want the puck. Then you got to get closer to it. You got to move your feet, right? Because this kid is dynamic. He's got tremendous speed and strength, and his shot is just a bullet. So, and as you see, this kid scores goals, right?
He's got great eye vision, too. He's got great vision of the whole rink. Yeah. Like, I really value that. And there's some great players that have great skills, and then there's guys like that can use those skills and, like, make other players better because they see the whole ice. Right?
The good thing, too, is now he's starting to reap the rewards where we're getting phone calls from higher-level juniors, what about this kid, and what about, how's he and this and that. We're interested in tendering him or drafting him or whatever it may be, right? So he's starting to get that acknowledgement, which is, I'm very proud, and I'm proud of him for, we did a little bit of this.
Right? A little button
head. But it's because I want him to succeed, because there is a lot of talent there, and we just need to bring it out.
Yeah.
And I think we're starting to see that now.
And I think that's one of the fun things as a coach, too, because you can use somebody like that with your other players and say, look at the level we look like we're going to take him to now. Right. Or if they do get to that level, say, this is what can happen with you as well. So that's something that you can share with the other kids and encourage them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I think the at any level you look at it, I don't care if it's Pop Warner or it's professional, you see in great coaching, I see a consistency in all sports. And it's not so much the coach that goes in there and says, it's my way or the highway, we do things this way, no matter who you are, your skill set is, or whatever. It is, and I talk about this all the time, the Andy Reid method. And it's not just Andy Reid's, but just as an example the audience would know, of, hey, I've got this guy and he's good at this. I'm going to work with that and work my system with him. And in the same way of in coaching players, too. There's guys who just coach everybody the same. You and coaches like this, where it's individual. It's this guy gets motivated this way. This guy gets motivated that way. That guy I don't got to worry about. Like, the break it down like that, it can't be easy to do, but that's where good coaching comes in. That's where you get championship hockey and championship sports.
Right. It's not cookie cutter, right? Everybody is on their own path, and they handle things certain ways, and in this day and age, it's not it's not what's his name from Indiana, the coach there,
Bobby Knight.
So it's not that way anymore, right? So you have to adjust, and you got to know who you're talking to, right? And what I do probably different to most is that one-on-one player meetings every week, right? When we're going through videos, I can talk like this to a kid and get your message across pretty clear, right? So you don't need to, and then when you go out on the ice, it may be a different volume or a different tone, different ways, but they get the message.
Yeah.
And they understand at the end of the day, I'm going to be the first guy to give them a hug, and I'll be the first guy to smack them upside the head.
Right.
So if they do something stupid. So they know that I care enough that I'm going to put in just as much work as they will.
Yeah.
Right? So you got that respect so that when you cross the line, good or bad, we'll be there and we'll figure it out and we keep going forward. Right? So, and at the end of the day, that's what makes this thing that much more special. Right? When you win something like that together, going through this all year long, that's why I'm proud of them, because they didn't give up. Right. And
yeah,
that's important.
And because of that, we are Midwest West Division champions. And I did say we. I didn't mean to do that, but I did say we. with that, going into the playoffs, Coach, and I know this is something you and I have touched on before. As much as we love this team, love talking hockey, also feel a bit of a responsibility to those out there that may not understand the game that much to kind of explain and help them get this game a little more stronger, so we can keep the fan base growing and all that, and get younger and younger fans into this. So when it comes to the playoffs set up for the USPHL in this particular league, first round, we're going against the Mullets. Mm-hmm. That game will be Friday through Sunday, this coming weekend, 7 o'clock puck drop for those, and it's a best of three series. I get everything right there?
That's right.
All right. Where are these games taking place? Are they going to be in Minnesota? Are they going to be here?
Here.
Right,
all
here.
All three.
All three right here.
We have home ice throughout.
I know this, but I just want to hear you say it. God, that feels good.
Isn't it
home
only,
playoff
it's only
hockey.
Two this weekend, right?
Two out of three.
So it's only two.
It's two out of three.
Only
two. You're right.
Yeah.
And, provided we take care of business, then we come back and do it again next week.
That's right.
Right.
Two is enough.
That's right.
Coach, any last thoughts on this game's, maybe on the regular season, or if you want, on this weekend?
No, I mean, obviously, the more people that come out and support, the more energy the guys feed off of, right? They love playing here. So, you know, hopefully we'll put on a show.
Let's show them what home ice advantage is, everybody. Let's make sure that Minnesota, we are in their nightmares. We are in their heads all week long, and certainly this weekend. Thank you again, Coach, not only for the time hanging out with Randy and I like you do week in, week out and everything, but what you've brought to this city, what you brought to this franchise, and we know that we appreciate you. Say hi to that team for us, okay?
Thank you. Yeah. I'll do.
We'll talk soon. We'll be back with more Playmakers right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Playmakers here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Playmakers, of course, brought to you proudly by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. A big thank you to all the gang over there. Be listening this Wednesday to the morning show, I'd say around 8:45-ish. Phil Hartley from Quality Plus will join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, and we've got a new promotion idea that we're doing with our friends over there you guys want to hear about. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
You know, we'd be remiss if all the fun things that are taking place right now sports-wise, if we didn't mention golf courses have been opening up.
Yes, you're right. We should mention
are
that.
Golfing in February in Wisconsin. That's like a headline.
Have you ever seen that in your life? I don't think I've ever seen that. I'm sure that I have. I just, off the top of my head, certainly can't remember any.
Not in central Wisconsin that I can recall.
Yeah, and definitely not like this consistently. Like a weekend after weekend, we've seen a bit of it and everything.
They're open last Thursday. They're going to be open today and tomorrow. It's crazy.
It's crazy to think that pitchers and catchers are reporting and people golfing. Like, that's weird to me.
And the Brewers are playing.
It doesn't add up. Yeah.
It's spring training.
We've got a lot of time to talk Brewers, but I'm game for it if you guys are. 424-2600, feel free to call up and join the conversation. We'll talk whatever you guys want to talk about. We'll make sure to touch on our schedule before we wrap up. A little bit of news breaking before we went on the air with Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Derrick Henry not receiving franchise tags, making them unrestricted free agents. I'm sorry, just free agents. Those are some big names out in the market. And then, of course, in Green Bay, there's a lot of hard decisions that are going to be made with Darnell Savage, Nixon, a couple of key free agents. Are you going to rework the Aaron Jones contract, going forward? I almost think that you have to make that work.
It's amazing. He took a pay cut last year already.
Yeah.
And he's 30 years old, and I think he likes what's going on here, and we can see what a difference he is if he's healthy. I think it'd be just great if they could get another running back. I love A.J. Dillon. You know, don't get me wrong. He's the mayor of Door County, right? He loves Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But now you got Saquon Barkley available. You got Derrick Henry available. Can you imagine Derrick Henry in that backfield along with Aaron Jones?
Well, and if I can right now, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm so excited about this idea and that you mentioned that, because I thought I was the only one seeing this. But with Derrick Henry in that backfield, and don't think that's far-fetched, everybody, because not only is there some underwire talk about it, but LaFleur has a connection with Henry. He's coached him before, and Henry has talked very highly of LaFleur. So it wouldn't be far-fetched to see him in Green Bay, Aaron Jones and him tag team in that ball, on part because Derrick Henry is also one of the smarter athletes we've seen, both at Alabama and as a pro. I've followed him real closely. He's one of those running backs that I love, that kind of running back. And growing up, we got spoiled with Christian Okoye and Barry Ward, the running back. They had two in Kansas City for a while there that were just the Nigerian nightmares. They were awesome. And seeing running backs like that, the guys that could be playing linebacker, basically, playing running back. I thought we had seen the last of that, and then Derrick Henry comes out. And I was so worried in college that Saban was going to run his legs off, and he came out of college with like a billion carries. So it's like, oh, I don't know how his career is going to go, and his first couple of years don't go that good. It's so cool to see where his career has gone, and I hope he's not a ghost next year. I hope we can at least see him somewhere where he's got able to stave his legs a little bit and use them more in the third and fourth quarter. Hey, he'd be a perfect fit in Green Bay.
You know, I think when he walked off the field after that last game and thanking everyone, you knew that his time was up there. And right away you're thinking to yourself, is it money right now or is it championship?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you see that young roster, and it's nice to sprinkle in just a few veterans here and there with that young roster. Mm-hmm. When we were talking earlier, too, about all the fun things coming up, you know, and I know the draft is a couple months away yet, but it's going to be interesting to see how – what's a good word? I don't want to say dumb, but the Packers are when they pick, because that's it's always like, why would you pick that guy? Why would you pick that? Yeah. And all you do now is you look back and you go, wow, we only had 8 starters out of 10 guys. Right?
Yeah, right.
And
right,
all of a sudden he's a brilliant, you know, GM is Gutekunst. And so they'll say, why would you pick Jordan Love when you got Aaron Rodgers? Well, we found out last year, right?
Right.
And they just we don't know what the future is going to be for Jordan Love. I mean, it could fall apart in a heartbeat, right? But it sure looked like it was on the upswing in the last half of the year, that's for sure. And now you add those extra little pieces in there, you know, just to have thunder and lightning in your backfield, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, how fun would that be?
The Packers are slightly over their projected salary cap for this season, but could free up some space with $40 million if they moved on from tackle David Bakhtiari, which a lot of people are saying is going to happen. He may even retire. Linebacker Devondre Campbell and outside linebacker Preston Smith, depending on the timing, they do this before June 1st. Smith seems the most likely to return from what we're hearing, and it seems like from his camp he wants to. There is no off season in the NFL anymore. So as far as covering these things, we're going to continue to and everything. And, of course, keep building up to the NFL draft, we will. And we'll talk about whatever you guys want. So feel free to call up if you want to join the conversation and shift it to that. As long as we are talking football a little bit, though, Randy, I did want to mention one thing. With all the Super Bowl talk, and there's a lot of cool stories, I think, that get lost in the shuffle. One that I thought was pretty unique, Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, who I am on record as saying, and I will stand by, I think you can make the argument he is the greatest assistant coordinator ever. Ever. Like, at anything. I'm not talking defense. I'm not saying all offense, defense, whatever you want to talk about. Steve Spagnuolo, to me, is the greatest coordinator I've ever seen. I would put Mouse Davis up there as well, as far as special teams go, and the work that another guy who we coached alongside in that Super Bowl, in Davis and everything, another one of the greats. But Steve Spagnuolo did something that I thought was pretty cool, and the only reason we found out about it is because he was in an interview, and the interviewer asked him about Brock Purdy's game. And Spagnuolo is talking about the last 3-4 quarterbacks they faced, and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and all this, and like, oh, Brock Purdy comes in, we're going to get a break as far as the legs go. And then in that game against, you know, he goes on and uses his legs to basically get into the Super Bowl. And the respect that he had for Brock Purdy and the way his approach to Brock Purdy was no different than Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. We got to make sure this guy doesn't beat us. And how do I do that? And, of course, the game inside the game and the scheming that he does and just a great coach. The thing that came up of all this, though, he's like, so I had to text him after the game. And then, like, wait a minute. Like, you texted him after the game? And, yeah, he wanted to tell him what a great game it was and how he had to prep for him and everything and to hang in there, that he'll probably get one someday and all this. When is the last time you heard of that? Like, maybe you hear players doing that a little bit, but a defensive coordinator on the other team texting, not an email, a text, a personal thing, to another athlete on the other team that you could very well face again someday, and complimenting them and telling them, hey, you made me earn that. Hey, great game right there. I prepped for you the way I did for Brady. That's pretty cool. Like, I just think that's a cool story, and I thought that was awesome that he did that.
Especially when it's Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, right?
But I saw Jordan Love on a podcast with Parsons from Dallas, and he was just talking about, you know, what the calls that they have to make and stuff. And so Parsons says, hey, why don't you just, you know, write down a call, and then I'll read it, you know? And it's like, I'd say 15, 16 words long, you know, and it's just like, he says, some of these we've got on our wristbands, the longer ones, but other ones, you know, we just got them memorized. And what I always found interesting, too, is that one of those designations, you know, like K3 or whatever they might say, well, that's just your position. That's what the wide receiver has to do. And this call is for the line, and this call is for the running backs, right? So that's all, it's all designated. And I always remember looking at both Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, because they had to call this whole play, right?
Yeah.
And you got this little bit as a wide receiver, and you'd be lined up on the wrong side. And you could just see this look in his face like, I've got to remember every position, and you can't remember one little...
Come on. Just one thing.
Right.
I do want to take a moment, too, to not only compliment the Wisconsin Badger men and women's teams and the weekend they had and the week coming up and rooting for them on Wisconsin. But as we continue talking, the hockey theme for this hour, shout out to the Milwaukee Admirals. Shout out to the Milwaukee Admirals, because while I talk a good bit about getting on my soapbox of how Wisconsin should have a pro professional team and everything, there's a lot of people in this state that, like, shut up.
Yeah.
We're good. We got the Badgers. We got the Admirals. We got, you know, local teams like our River Kings and stuff. We're good. We don't need the NHL. And so what do I know? Honestly, that's why I want to hear from you guys. Tell me. I'm not saying this like I know what I'm talking about. I only say it as a lifetime hockey fan and as a kid who, honestly, grew up hearing rumors and stories of how the Blackhawks were kind of blocking Wisconsin from getting a pro team, and that never sat well with me. And I'm a diehard Blackhawk fan, but that don't sit right with me. And I know Wisconsinites, and I've spent half my life here, and I think this state loves hockey. I know they love it a lot more than they do in Nashville, a lot more than they do in Phoenix. Like as far as other cities that have an NHL team. I don't see why, you know, why they don't. So it's never made sense to me, so I just can't stop saying that. But a shout-out to the Admirals and a credit to them. The streak started on January 5th with a victory over Colorado, and they've gone on to just beating over the weekend, beating the Chicago Wolves and continuing on, my dad's old team.
And just thinking of the high school, too, that's coming up, sectionals here, and the state's just around the corner as well. And tell you what, you want to have some fun sometime, you go to a sectional hockey final for the high school kids.
Yeah.
That is a blast. And I know every once in a while when Coach Mack and I see each other, you know, we're just like, remember those days when we'd go over to Onalaska and just get all, because there's, to me, I don't care if it's basketball, if it's hockey, that sectional final is unbelievable because they're smaller arenas, you know, they're jam-packed because next week you get to go to state if you win, right?
Yeah.
And getting to state sometimes is just as good as winning the state. It's just because you got that whole week of revelry.
And
right?
You can feel it in the arena,
in the whole
stadium.
Town.
In the whole town,
yes,
you feel it.
When
yes.
they come back,
oh,
right?
Oh, there's nothing like
you
that.
You come back and you get the parade with the fire trucks and the bus. Yeah.
Let's preview this Assumption game coming up this Thursday, Randy. We got the Assumption Royals taking on the Lourdes Academy at Oshkosh West and sectionals. You're going to be covering this one. What should people be listening for? What should be what stands out to you in this game?
Well, you know, the Royals got Sarah Shaw back, which was huge because the game against Port Edwards, they were victorious. And then the next game they played against River Falls, so we're like, you know, this team, they're like one or two games over 500, but they've played some pretty good teams and they play them very closely, right? And Sarah comes in and scores. She scores like 24 points. And it's just like, and she's just so quick on the defense. And, you know, we were talking to Claire Nelson post-game show on our post-game interview, and she's just talking about how everybody just plays better. You know, it's just the way they pass the ball. You know, it's almost like a three-man weave when they go down court, when they get a steal. It's just incredible. And then she followed it up, and she only had like 10 the other night or 11, and yet all the assists that she had, the turnovers that she forced, she just got the quick hand. She's just fast. So that makes a difference as well. You go into this game against Lourdes Academy, well, if they don't move the game, it's right in their city. You know, Lourdes is in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
This game's at Oshkosh West. I
was wondering about that.
So, you know, but the Royal fans, they're gonna bring over a great contingency too as well. So I don't know that home court's gonna be that big as far as for Lourdes, but they are, you know, they are what they are, right? And they're a number two seed, and they're a number two seed for a reason. They're number six in the state as well. This whole sectional is just loaded.
It really is.
I think they got four of the top 10 teams in the sectional. Well, number two Pacelli's already gone down, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, that Athens team, they are big and powerful and good as well. And they would be another team that's on the other side, the other sectional. But there's just a lot of good Division V teams, and it's a lot of fun to watch. And we're going to want to call it on Thursday and bring it to you so that it's as if you were there and seeing it.
Looking forward to it. Tomorrow we've got Badger basketball on the radio at 5 o'clock, Badgers versus Indiana. On WIRI at 6:50, boys basketball, Lincoln High School hosting Chippewa Falls Regionals. Randy and Michael.
And don't put that too lightly, because Chippewa Falls has won two of their last three, and they just destroyed a really good Superior team about two games ago. So that's going to be Raps going to have their hands full tomorrow night. That'll be a good one as well.
Mm-hmm. Thursday we'll have Bucks basketball here on WFHR 5:30 and on WIRI at 6:50. Assumption girls against Lourdes. Randy on the call, and a shout out to Seth covering the board as well, and Michael and all the work that you guys do. Get your River Kings tickets, folks, and get ready for hockey playoff hockey this weekend right here at the Southland County Rec Center. Get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com. Great show, Randy. Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Thanks for the calls, everybody. We'll be back next week here from 3 to 4 at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.